If you travel, you know how to really go off the grid. Like no cell service in your room off the grid. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, sound baths, and ice baths? Because when you set up your out of office, you mean it. Because when you're the escape artist, vacation is all about resting, meditating, drinking water, and minding your own businessing. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sirius XM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
I am your host, Jay Doolittle, with my guys, Brandon Marshall and Omar Kelly. And tonight's Thursday night game, we've got a showdown of not only two very young, talented quarterbacks and Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa. But we got a matchup of two of the top receiving cores in the NFL when the Cincinnati Bengals played the Miami Dolphins. So it got us to thinking, who has the top receiving core in the NFL? I'll let our resident receiver tell us who he think is the best receiving core.
Hold on, you starting there? That's like, that should be the finishing point because he's the expert.
I'll give you mine and I'm going to go first so nobody steals my answer. we're gonna give our top three, right? Top three. Bengals, to me, without a doubt, their receiving core, what they did last year. T. Higgins, over 1,000. Ja'Marr Chase, offensive rookie of the year, over 1,000. Pro Bowler. And T. Higgins, their slot guy, the number three guy, went over 800 yards alone.
So you said Cincy?
Cincy.
Yep.
Okay. We're doing top three.
Okay.
Cincy. Then I'm going to go to Philadelphia, right? You got A.J. Brown coming over from the Tennessee Titans. We saw what he's done the first couple of weeks of the season. Devontae Smith. I know B. Marsh, me and you went back and forth saying, potentially this guy could be their number one receiver, or maybe in the near future be their number one receiver. Went over 160 yards this past weekend versus the Commanders and scored a touchdown. And then Dallas Goedert, they're tied in. Right. He will make the Pro Bowl this year. He has a real rapport with Jalen Hurts. He is a baller from the tight end position. And thirdly, I went back and forth with this. Couldn't figure it out. But I'm going to go with the Las Vegas Raiders. Yes, I know they're 0-3, but look at the body of work. Devontae Adams has been the number one receiver in the league. Some say Justin Jefferson might be now. Justin Jefferson has struggled the last 2 weeks. The Raiders have struggled the whole season. Also, Hunter Renfrow. He's banged up right now, has struggled this season as well, but went over 1,000 last year and was a Pro Bowler. And Darren Waller is one of the top pass-catching tight ends in the NFL. So those are my top three. What do you got, Omar, Kelly?
Really, to me, it comes down to two teams, and both of them are playing on this Thursday night game. If you look at what the Cincinnati Bengals did in terms of the amount of resources that they put into the receiver unit, you can understand why Joe Burrow is thriving. I even though they've gotten off to a rough start this season,
yeah.
If you watch the fourth quarter of those games, when they're airing it out, he's putting that ball in position for those playmakers to make plays. And so I definitely think Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd are in that top two. But to me, when you look at what Miami Dolphins have done early in this season right now, particularly the receiving core. And when I say the receiving core, it comes down to the top two, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle already set a rookie record last season, and he wasn't even used properly. In terms of, he was used as a slot receiver, which absolutely made no sense to me. But I understand they had no other weapons on the field, and Tua had to.
He's a Gesicki hater, man.
I am not a fan of Gesicki, primarily because he's a one-dimensional player. When you put him on, he has been trying to block more, but it's just not his strength and his forte. But what I've seen from Tyreek Hill, just covering him before I came over here on board with I Am Athlete, I have never seen anybody in my life move like that ever. And there is no way that you could even double him, because there are things that they can do. It put him in motion that forces you to give him single coverage.
Right.
So if you have a guy on the field that's attracting that much attention, and all you do, you have one break in coverage and He's housing it. And now you have somebody on the opposite side who can do the exact same thing, and you can't double both of them at the same time.
Right.
It's a tremendously difficult matchup because those guys are home run hitters every single time the ball is in the air.
Yeah, those guys are big play wide receivers. I mean, you guys got it right. And it really is right now a toss up between Cincy and Miami. You know, both are playing well at the start of the season. Philly is a team that I really like. But let me back up a little bit. When I think about best receiving cores, I think about who's the top three.
Yeah,
meaning top three guys on each team. I need three guys.
That's why I've been trying to tell this guy.
Yeah, right. So it could be three receivers. It could be two receivers and a tight end. It could be two tight ends and a wide receiver. Nah, yeah. I don't really put the back in there. Even although they are a lot of pass catchers.
Yeah,
but I'm not putting backs in.
Well, Christian McCaffrey went over 1,000 receiving.
Did he win?
Yeah, he won 1,000 and 1,000. 2 years ago.
Wow, that's special. But I don't. Matt Forte 1 year had 100 and something catches. He had like 104 catches. He think he broke the running back record. And I didn't have him there. No, I had me, Alshon Jeffrey, and Martellus Bennett. Martellus had 80 something catches. I had 100. Alshon had like 90. Maybe it was the other way around. But you know, I need tight ends and wide receivers. So when you think about that, you know, Cincinnati is number one. And I know I said it was a toss up, but you know, we spent time with them this training camp, that tour that we had, and they were so dope to sit with, man. And the chemistry and continuity, you saw it at the breakfast table. Mm. You know, you would think these dudes young, okay? They just played in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You would think that they have a big hit. No, bro. They were down to earth. They was humble, very gracious. So I'm going with Cincy number one, the Miami Dolphins. Omar Kelly hit it on the head, bro. If you don't tackle him right away,
so
it's a wrap. Yeah. It's
not
a wrap.
Not even that. If you have a split second of hesitation and safety, imagine you can't be aggressive blitzing them. Like, how are you going to be aggressive blitzing the Miami Dolphins? Because it's a house call.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some other cores that people aren't talking about.
Yeah.
And they can't on this one. Pittsburgh Steelers, like being honest, as a receiver, man, you know, you sometimes it's like, damn, my quarterback isn't good enough for my offensive coordinator.
That's your whole life.
And you just sitting there not being able to produce.
He didn't even catch that shot I just took.
What'd you say?
I said, that's your whole life.
Oh, yeah. My 13-year career. Yeah. My 13-year career. Like, yeah, I had 17 quarterbacks. And had to make it work.
Not Jay Cutler was the best of the batch. And that's sad.
I don't know Fitz's year.
No, Fitz is, trust me, I have a ton of respect for Fitz.
Yeah.
But Jay Cutler is far superior. I've covered both of them. Jay Cutler had so much talent.
And talent's only half of it, though.
Yeah. And that's what I learned. Like Jay Cutler's final year, I watched him. I think I've told this story before. Like, I was romanticized about Jay Cutler because I'm watching him practice and he's throwing darts and he's got this cannon and then there's this accuracy. Then the game happened. And people were hitting him, and he was playing hot potato with the ball.
For real?
Yeah. He just wanted to get the ball out of his hand. He didn't care. He was like, I'm just catching a check. He didn't even play in this final game.
He lit a cigarette up on the sideline and shut it down.
He shut it down in the season finale. Wow. He's like,
I did that before.
The check.
Oh, you shut it down?
Josh McDaniels. Yeah, me and Tony Scheffler.
Oh, you about to go into free agency, though. Huh?
Yeah.
That's different.
Done,
he was about to end his career. You can't shut it down like your last
He was
day.
Hot. I came in. Boy, and it was like 30 degrees outside. No, it was like 20 degrees outside. Came in that Wednesday, went through warm-ups. Man, we was jogging. I said, oh, my hammy. I got to go in. They looked at me like I was crazy. I was like, Brandon, what's wrong? I said, I just pulled my hammy. How, Brandon? We was jogging.
It's cold out here. I mean.
Nobody wanted to deal with Josh McDaniels.
One team,
you didn't even want to pad your stats in the final game going into free agency.
He knew he was about to get paid regardless.
Bro, I got those 100 receptions.
It was over.
And we was out of the playoffs, too. And this is a terrible story, but. It is what it is.
It's fact.
That's what I Am Athlete is for. Yeah. Tell the real story.
One group we have kind of disrespected that I just thought about because I saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Man, everybody hurt them.
They're hurt.
Yeah, but I'm just saying talent-wise.
Come on,
give us
man.
A disclaimer. So is it, you know, fully healthy? You know what I mean? Because, yeah, they'll be up there.
Everybody's supposed to be healthy this week, though.
Please. Whatever.
We'll see.
Nah, yeah. I don't believe it.
Because you got to think Gage is technically their third guy. Julio's the fourth guy.
Who's who? Who's
their Russell third? Gage. They paid him $10 million a year.
Russell Gage is their third guy?
Yes.
No, what's his name? Chris
He's the Godwin. Second guy. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Gage, and then there's Julio, because you know you only going to get 5 games out of Julio. Mm. And that's not a shot. That's just what it's that been.
Did he go on IR this
week? No, Julio practiced this week. That's what I'm saying. So they're going to have everybody back
this
week.
That's disrespectful.
Is it facts or is it
we're not going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings, too?
Who's that third guy, like you always say?
I know, but
Osborne is straight.
The only real, group that has three, you got Cincy.
Mm-hmm. In Tampa Bay?
No, but, I can't put Tampa in
Vegas
right now.
Las Vegas?
The Vegas has three.
That Darren Waller is Hunter mm-hmm. Renfrow is probably the best slot in the game right now, especially with
they just
Cincy
struggling.
And everybody else got two and a pop.
And two and a pop. So
pop is
so you're saying Vegas don't got three?
Vegas got three now.
Yeah, Vegas is strong.
Well, Hunter Renfrow's beat up right now. And Vegas and your strong. Coach is there, so maybe that's why they struggle.
Oh, that ain't my coach. Josh McDaniels. Josh McDaniels is 5-20
as a head coach.
over his last 25 games as a head coach. He is not a head coach. He's an offensive coordinator.
Is that why he didn't take that coach job?
Ooh, how many jobs did he not take? Think about it's a laundry list of jobs that he took. Why the Las Vegas Raiders? Outside of the money, outside of the they have an established quarterback.
I think Derek Carr, and they knew they were probably going to try to make a play for a big receiver.
I got a better theory.
What is it?
I think he knew that New England was going to be on the decline.
Ooh.
No question. New England's on
the time
decline.
To go. Gotta
maximize it right now.
He definitely got the maximum effort out of them last year for what they had talent wise.
What is it? The same guy that went and drafted Tim Tebow in the first round? Right. So maybe not Omar, because this is a guy to think he can win with anybody at quarterback. He comes to Denver. Right. And guess what he did after Jay Cutler lit it up? We had the number one offense.
Trade Jay Cutler
throughout the whole year. And then he comes in and he says, "Oh, I'm going to trade Jay Cutler and bring in Matt Castle." What are we doing? What are we doing here? Huh? Jay Cutler, young Jay Cutler?
Crazy. I mean, he didn't take the Indianapolis job, and Frank Wright took them to the playoffs that very, very same year.
Andrew Luck did retire on them, so maybe he knew something about that. You know how
he did. He retired a couple years after that, though. Yeah, so,
I've always found his career fascinating. To be in New England that long as an assistant after your failed tenure in Denver. I mean, I know it was a tremendous failure in Denver, but you had many opportunities, many years of offers, and you kept turning them down. And I get it. You were waiting for the right situation, but what makes the Vegas Raiders?
And they're coming off the playoffs too. So maybe he's thinking that he could elevate them, but he made so many changes to that team.
Yeah.
And I think they were playing for Rich Bisaccia last year. You know, they were like a real close-knit family.
I don't
think that family feeling is there this year. And we're going to learn about them a lot, because they go 0-4.
Yeah, no.
Woo!
That's an important game this week.
Yeah, they go 0-4. Good Lord.
It's a wrap for them?
It's definitely a wrap. In the AFC West? Mm-hmm. They have
I thought it was supposed to be the strongest division in football this year.
We had this discussion the other day. I was like, maybe it isn't the strongest division like we thought it was.
But that just highlights how tough it is in the National Football League. Like, you can put anything on paper, put any guys in the locker room, but you still got to line up on Sunday.
You got to be healthy. You got to be lucky, too.
It comes down to chemistry and chemistry of teams.
Yeah.
And I've never been on a physical NFL team, but I've heard that before. And now when I see the success Miami's having, they seem like they're having fun.
Exactly.
It's a loose environment. Matters. Yeah, it's a loose environment. It's a coach who's like your buddy. Yeah. You know, he's supposedly this super genius. And he's he wears Yeezys to practice. And, he's every.
He's relatable.
He's relatable.
Yeah.
And so so guys are having fun. Does that contribute to it?
Absolutely. You know who I think the biggest catalyst to the Dolphins' success is off the field? It's Tyreek Hill. The juice and the energy and the championship mindset that he brought to that practice field is unbelievable. And you covered them. You can speak to it more than I can. You know how it is, man. If you want to win on Sunday, those practices have to be sharp. You got to have fun, like you said. You got to have that chemistry. And I just feel like he just came in and he not only you know, took over the locker room, but he's also like really embracing Miami. People love him down here. Yeah. I think he's the big, yeah, no, no.
I mean, he's an entertainer. He's trying to be entertaining. Yeah. I think he's trying a little bit too hard.
He's doing too hard.
Doing a little too much. Like even the Eli Apple thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, bro, it's Eli Apple. Like, are you really targeting?
You
like,
want those TV ratings to go up?
Yeah. I mean, come on now. Like, to Eli Apple's like, I'm a fourth receiver on this team. Like, what are you picking on me for? Fourth quarterback. Yeah.
Fourth quarter. No, he's not. That boy is starting. You need to stop being disrespectful,
man,
to
Eli Apple sucks.
Damn, bro. Sucks.
I mean, he does suck. Come on.
He's not serviceable.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Sucks and serviceable is the same.
Serviceable mean your ass is one bad play out. Close to being out the
So imagine
NFL.
The dude behind him.
No, I mean, it is what it
is. So it could have worse.
Eli just, man, he's
the dude behind him is what's starting in Miami.
He's a freak. He just getting his own head. I played with Eli, man, one day in practice. You know, this was at the end of my career. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting there and I'm beating him. And I'm like, bro, like, I beat you because you're doing this. I'm like, this is how you should play it. I played against some of the greats. I practiced against some of the greats. Chan Bailey, Darrell Revis. I'm telling you what the greats do.
Yeah.
You can't do this. You can't go against a number one receiver one-on-one and play inside leverage. You can't do it. It's lights out.
Yeah.
And he just went and listened. And then one day in practice, I said, I'm done with your ass, man.
He wouldn't listen because
he wouldn't listen. Like, how you not listening? How you not listen? I'm telling you, I'm giving you free game.
They trading him away.
Yeah, that's part of his problem. But I need to stop. He's still my little brother, but like, damn, like,
even though he wouldn't listen,
he's getting better now.
He's getting better. He's a journeyman vet now at this point.
Well, now he's been in Cincinnati.
Well,
for
here's
the
thing,
years.
But be careful because cornerbacks, right? Like sometimes right around year five, year six is when it clicked for cornerbacks. Yeah. There's a lot of guys. Like there's some that come in and they get it right away, like Jalen Ramsey, Darrell Revis, Richard Sherman. Right. The Chan Baileys of the world. And there's some corners that come in and they like they got to get their head knocked off a couple of times before really figure it out. And what I mean by that is just like reps. Mm. OK, I seen that stem before. OK, this receiver went +2 outside the numbers. And this time he put his left foot up. But shit, every time he puts his left foot up, he does that. That's the game, man. The game is 80% mental, bro. I'm telling you, I saw Logan Ryan turn into a Hall of Famer one game because of the coaching of Bill Belichick. Right. Like he knew everything that our receivers were going to do because he had the tendencies down. Once that mental catches up with the physical, you can really dominate in the NFL.
Hi, this is Lindsay Rhodes, host of the NFL Roadshow podcast. Now that the NFL season is finally underway, we'll be filling your podcast feeds with three fantastic podcasts every week. On Mondays, we'll be reacting to all of the action from the weekend's games. Wednesdays are for a deeper dive into one specific topic. And Fridays, we'll give you a bite-sized episode with all of my various fantasy football thoughts. You can listen to all of these NFL Roadshow episodes on the SXM app or wherever you stream your podcasts.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero.co.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early
so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Could this be the last matchup between two GOATs, Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes? They square off this Sunday in Tampa Bay.
Are we going to do that every week for Tom Brady in the last matchup, Tom Brady?
So are you going to say that when he's playing Tua? Like, nobody cares. No disrespecting Tua, but I mean, I'm just saying, like,
that's fair.
He plays Trevor Lawrence. We're going to say, no, we're not going to say that.
Are we going to say this is the last week of Derek Carr and Tom Brady?
Never. Right. Nobody's going to say
I think that. I think this one is important because you have the GOAT and someone else that they're saying can
be
potentially be the GOAT, right?
And they've had some classic games the last few years, right? Drop it. Yes. Chase Edmonds drops a touchdown pass. I want my, you know, the only reason why I'm happy is because I want my Waddle. Anytime touchdown.
See, that's what's wrong with sports right now.
Yeah.
Fantasy has totally.
It has changed the perception of everybody's like, man, no, you don't score.
And now I'm betting. Like, I'm sitting here saying, oh, I don't want him to score because I bet that Waddle's going to score. Like, what?
I mean,
what are we doing here?
When you have one of those.
Well, I also picked the Bengals to win. So
is football even pure anymore? Like, what is
football? Had been dirty. What are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All sports have been dirty.
Your whole era. Only thing anybody ever cared about was fantasy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Fantasy now is betting.
Yep.
Do people still do fantasy football?
Hell yeah. It's big money into it, too.
But I mean, what I find interesting now is the prop bets, and people have opportunity. You put a couple of prop bets together, you got an opportunity to make a couple
nice little parlay,
couple $1,000s.
Right.
You know, I got one friend who shows me. You know, he's a professional gambler. And he shows me the. He's a professional poker player, professional gambler. He really does this. He's a mathematician.
That's funny.
And he puts prop bets together, and he'll show me the tickets that he doesn't win on because he missed out on one thing. Sometimes these things are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Has he ever hit one?
Oh yeah, he hits them all the time, which is why.
Oh wow,
which is why he's a professional. I mean, he'll put serious money on a, I don't know how much he probably might put $40,000 on a week's games.
That's crazy.
And he'll profit every year.
Wow.
Some weeks he loses, some weeks he profits.
Has he ever hit you up like, yo?
Yeah, oh yeah, of course. Which is why you were friends.
Oh, so you fronted him?
Absolutely. I've given him inside information all the time.
No, I'm saying money.
Oh, he's talking about money.
No. Oh, you mean
every down bad.
I need 10 this weekend. You know what I'm saying? I'm hurting right now. I had a bad 3 weeks.
Listen, who, me? Ask him?
Or no, have you ever given him money?
Oh, hell no. He don't need my money. This guy's bought my last two cars for me.
He's bought.
He's literally.
What type of sugar daddy? Is this a sugar daddy?
Hold on. What type of insider information is he giving?
Listen. He also has a license to buy at auction, so he buys the cars.
Are you paying for it?
Yeah, I'm paying for it.
Oh, okay. Well, you gotta be
more specific, bro.
I'm giving him the money eventually, but yeah,
bro, I ain't got nothing against the LGBTQ+ community. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So, like, if you was going to say, like, yo, I'm. You know, dating guys, I still would love you. Like,
listen, of course, I understand.
Got guys buying you cars and stuff. I'm like, dang, I thought you was married.
I think my information is worth that as well. I'm just saying,
your information worth the kid with the car.
I'm sure I made helped him make a lot of money.
So you sure you bought this car? He bought it.
We get back to that question.
I'm sure I paid him back for it.
In what ways?
Oh God. We're gonna push this conversation forward, going back to the Chiefs and Bucks. This is a really big game. Tom Brady and the offense have struggled out the gate. They've had some injuries on the outside and to the offensive line. Their defense, though, Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. I know you always talk about Todd Bowles' defense. I played for Todd Bowles. One of the top defenses, actually the top defense in the NFL right now. Brandon, they're giving up less than 9 points a game right now. They literally played so well last week that even though their team only scored 12 points, they still had an opportunity to win the game versus the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
And look at the Kansas City Chiefs last week. The offense, for the first time this season, you know, the continuity wasn't there. A lot of mishaps on special teams. I mean, a muff punt, missed field goal, a fake field goal that got turned over on downs and a missed extra point, which kind of hurt the game. We kind of talked about the Eric Bieniemy thing, him and Patrick Mahomes going at it right before halftime, because Mahomes wanted the opportunity to have the ball in his hands going into halftime to potentially try to get points. So that was the first time we kind of see this offense sputter a little bit. And Todd Bowles was the one guy that put the blueprint together to stop this Chiefs offense. So that's one matchup I'm really looking at this game. Tom Brady gets some help back this week. Like, everybody's talking about all the receivers that have been down. Donovan Smith has been the biggest loss at left tackle, because he's been getting beat. Dude, 45 years old, B. Marsh. Can't be taking hits like that at 45 years old. He's been throwing the ball into the ground because he refuses to take some of those hits.
Right, now
with Donovan Smith back, and it looks like Julio could potentially go this week, Chris Godwin could potentially go, and Mike Evans comes back from suspension, I think the running game gets going. It hasn't gotten going the last 2 weeks because all the receivers have been hurt. So everybody knows Tampa is going to try to run the ball. I still didn't like that Byron Leftwich last week only rushed Leonard Fournette 14 times with all the damn receivers hurt. That absolutely made no sense in a one-score game. Leonard Fournette should have 20 carries a game and probably 3 or 4 targets out of the backfield because Tom Brady trusts him. So I think they get the running game going. This is a pick 'em game, right? This is literally no spread. I think some people have Tampa -1. Some people have Kansas City -1. I'm taking Tampa because of that defense, first and foremost.
Oh.
This defense has been a thorn in Patrick Mahomes' side, going back to the Super Bowl. And then Tom Brady's finally getting
that pass rush.
But you got to think, Devin White, too. He was NFC Defensive Player of the Month. He's been balling this year. So, like, those two linebackers, Shaq Barrett coming off the edge, Vita Vea, hopefully Akeem Hicks, I think, comes back this week. I think it's going to be a tall task for this Kansas City offensive line. It's going to be a long day for them.
It's going to be a really good game. At the end of the day, they still have Patrick Mahomes, right? So, like, all that
don't forget about Andy about Reid
is great. Yeah, Andy Reid as well.
And the Bucs got Todd Bowles.
I said it when we were previewing this game. You know, Joe Burrow and those three receivers remind me of Patrick Mahomes, right? They're dangerous. They can score any minute, right? Any second. Like, they're that good. They're that electric, you know. So I'm gonna go with the Bucs as well because of that defense.
What you think, Omar Kelly?
I'm going with Patrick Mahomes. I think they lost last week.
Did the Bucs.
Yeah, I mean, but Chiefs shouldn't have lost.
They should have lost to the damn Chargers.
They should have lost to the Chargers. You're right. But I think Patrick Mahomes is that elite level quarterback. I think Andy Reid is the best coach in the NFL. Yes, I said that for all the Bill Belichick fans. And I think that they're going to get it headed in the right direction. And I think the great catalyst would be a victory over Tom Brady in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I just think, again, Tom Brady getting reinforcement back. He hasn't played well the first 3 weeks of the season. Now, part of that is because the injuries to the offensive line and also the receivers. But, you know,
even healthy, that offensive line was struggling.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, because it was already hurt.
Yeah.
So
that interior is a little weak.
It is. But I mean, Shaq Mason is a pretty good player. Steiny has had some issues inside. I think, again, Donovan Smith, the left tackle, Wells, and the guy that backed him up that came in, they've been getting cooked. So I think having him back will be big. I just think Tom Brady and his offense bounces back, and this defense is playing at an elite level right now. I don't know if anybody's moving the ball up and down the field on them like that.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM Channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts. Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.